This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's edition of Creative Impact. Governor Gretchen Whitmer on Monday announced the reopening of most of the state, with a plan to reopen the rest no later than the July 4th weekend. This is big news for all of the businesses and workers that have endured such hardship throughout the coronavirus pandemic, including those working in the creative industries. I'm David Fair, and of course, this reopening also comes at a time in which much of our attention is focused on the ongoing call for equity and justice amid protests of police brutality and the law enforcement killings of black people. In lending its voice to that effort, the music industry has declared today Blackout Tuesday, in which it urges artists and venues to shut down all programming and content for the day under the hashtag, "The Show Must Be Paused." Those issues are the backdrop for today's conversation with our content partner and my co-host for Creative Impact. Deb Pollack is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, and thank you for the time, Deb.
Yeah, David, you know, since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, we've certainly been talking a lot about closings and openings of creative arts venues. And, you know, in this case, the governor's letting things open, but the closing and the Blackout Tuesday is something that we're controlling in the arts and the creative industry. So, you know, openings and closings once again.
Well, while Governor Whitmer did make her announcement opening most of the economy beginning next Monday, I'm sure those of you in the creative industries have been having those conversations for quite some time in preparation for relaunch. What's been the substance of those discussions?
Well, you know, there's still a whole lot of hurry up and wait issues going on. You know, the announcements yesterday, we know what can be open, and frankly, it's a very short list. In our field, we know that the governor said that drive-in movies, for example, can open, and that legitimate theaters and movie theaters cannot. But we don't know much more. So, for example, can music venues, do those count as theaters, or do they not? You know, music venues. One of the things that's really not supposed to be happening is singing, for example. Choirs, music, performances, theater, those sorts of things, because of the way that you use your voice, you know, is not, it can spread a disease easily, and more so than even sometimes sneezing or whatever. So, you know, we know that we shouldn't be doing those sorts of things. So are those the venues that should be opened?
What
so
about
so many things?
What about museums, galleries, and the like?
Well, the cost of opening larger museums may prohibit some to do that in a reduced capacity way. We've heard that that's the case for some. So they're trying, you know, they're running the numbers, and does it make sense to do it? So I don't think you're going to see a lot of those opening right away. So that's one of those. And we know that we've lost a few of our galleries. So WSG, the wonderful, wonderful co-op that's on Main Street, they're closing down, going online only. So that's unfortunate. And there's other rumors.
Such as?
Well, there was Jeff Daniels. Our Jeff Daniels at the Purple Rose was quoted on Crane's Detroit podcast recently that they don't know if they're coming back. You know, having to sit shoulder to shoulder in a theater, it's going to take a vaccine, he said. I'm paraphrasing him now. And he doesn't know when that's going to happen and how long that'll take. So he's not even sure when and or if Purple Rose is going to get back.
So when the governor made her announcement yesterday, there was a great sense of optimism. I think for many it was a sense of relief, like we're moving towards whatever the new normal is going to be. But I keep hearing from you that the outlook is rather precarious, particularly in the creative industries.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, your business is coming back, but ours ain't, in the same way as the quote that keeps going around. You know, we've got a lot of work to do to make sure we're safe for everybody else and that it makes makes sense financially. And again, we don't quite fall into the same categories as a lot of others. So everybody's being creative and looking, trying to be as optimistic as possible. Don't get me wrong about that, but it's not just, as I've said from the beginning, you can't just flip the switch on. It's not that way. So we're going to be doing a survey to see how folks are doing. We've had a lot of conversations, and as soon as we find out what's happening, we'll let you know.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're talking with the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, Deb Pollock. For those of you looking for any new music content today, you're likely going to be out of luck. The music industry has declared today Blackout Tuesday via the Show Must Be Paused initiative. Music executives Jamila Thomas and Brianna Agumang spearheaded the effort to shutter normal business operations. In a letter explaining the effort posted to their official site, Thomas and Agumang said, "It is in observance of the longstanding racism and inequality that exists from the boardroom to the boulevard. Listening and watch parties have been canceled, and a great number of prominent and local artists say they're going to observe." What has been the response among the creatives in our area that you've spoken with, Deb?
Well, you know, it's caught on, and has moved beyond just the music industry to the arts and the creative industries, not only here in the U.S., but across the world, in solidarity for this movement and in a peaceful way of making a stand for something that's so incredibly important. So it is a way of showing how our industry, who has already been responding in oh so many ways with their art, whether it being visual art or music or poetry or otherwise, in response to this horrific circumstance in our world. And so you will see here in Ann Arbor, Washtenaw County, the ARC, Sphinx Organization, the Michigan Theater, and others that are shutting down programming that they are doing online and otherwise currently.
The veneer of the world-famous Michigan Theater sign has messages for the public along those lines, right?
Absolutely, and I think you're going to see more and more of that as it catches on today. You know, we've talked a long time in our field about, you know, what it would really look like if, in fact, the music stopped and if, in fact, art stopped, you know, that there was a day without art and what that would look like for the world. And maybe this is going to be our chance to, you know, see that. Certainly with it just being called to notice on Sunday, you know, things do move quickly, much more quickly in this world, you know, with social media than it might have done when we were just doing snail mail and media in the traditional way. But it's moving still pretty quickly, so we'll see how it rolls.
As you mentioned, Blackout Tuesday, formally announced on Sunday. Here we are on Tuesday, and it's already gone worldwide. Do you expect that perhaps we could see some carryover into whatever the new normal is going to look like from this initiative?
Yeah, it'll be interesting, you know, and it'll also be interesting to see what the impact's going to be of it. You know, if it truly, truly went completely dark, I mean, that would even mean that you and I wouldn't be on the phone this morning and that we would not be having this show and there wouldn't be any kind of media, any kind of art and entertainment whatsoever. That would really mean that there was impact and people were paying attention. When the media outlets shut down, that would be huge, except for that emergency broadcast system.
Our Creative Impact conversation with Deb Pollock of the Arts Alliance continues on WEMU. While the protest and rally stem from some specific incidents of police brutality, it's also served to take aim at systemic prejudice and racism, some of the root causes that continue to result in injustice and inequity. Are you aware of any studies that have explored diversity within the creative industry and arts sector?
Well, certainly diversity is absolutely there, but our industry is as bad as others. I mean, you can see it from whether you want to look at music, and you know that as well as I do, that that even, you know, some of our most phenomenal musicians and performers are African American people. But you know, from the get-go, because of promoters and big business, you know, not necessarily treated as well as they could and should have been.
So minorities remain underrepresented in arts administration.
Absolutely.
And at the
absolutely.
Upper levels, right? It does not
absolutely.
Reflect the population levels.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And that's because we come from a Eurocentric and just all the majority realities that we have in our world. And we all work towards it, but we don't do it well enough it's work that has to be done and looked at every single day.
Well,
no
and
question.
That's exactly why we're seeing some of the hardship and unrest we have today. Once again, does afford us the opportunity to utilize this hyper-intensive nationwide focus right now and make progress at perhaps with some sense of unity. What role do you see the creative industries perhaps playing in advancing the mission of justice and equity from this point forward?
Well, you know, it's a point of view that we've started taking at the Arts Alliance. It goes from everything from, you know, all the things that we talk about in DEI, you know, the fact that we should be looking at that all the time. But we've started taking it from the point of view from art as well. You know, oh, so often when we talk about quality of art, that's code for us to look at it from a Eurocentric point of view and what credentialed professors look at. But we now want to make sure that we're looking at and we're listening to the community as to how they define quality. So it can be culturally, it can be the self-taught artist who has learned and at somebody's knee over time, and it's not necessarily just defined by what some art history person has taught us over time, looking at the same artwork over and over and over again, so that we open our minds up to those definitions. So that we learn as well.
Deb, I thank you so much for time and sharing the perspective today, and I think we need to have more of these conversations as we move forward with Creative Impact.
Thank you so much, David, and we won't be talking for the rest of the day. We'll be offline, but, you know, Blackout Tuesday today, and the show must be stopped. So thank you, and you do well today, and take care.
That is Deb Pollock, President and CEO of the Arts Alliance, our content partner and my co-host for Creative Impact. To visit the Creative Impact Archive, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.